This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The 2016 Alabama legislative session began Tuesday with a bleak budget projection and an ambitious State of the State address from Governor Robert Bentley. To catch us up on all the week's action from Montgomery is Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. Daly tells WBHM's Rachel Lindley tensions at the State House weren't as high as expected.
In the opening couple of days, it seemed fairly cordial, all things considered. Of course, that could make a dramatic turn very quickly once they get down to the nuts and bolts of what's ahead of them this year. But I heard a lot of talk from lawmakers this week about wanting to get past some of the tensions of last year, the divisions, say, between the House and the Senate, and even some of the divisions within the Republican Party. It's a lofty ambition, I think, and it'll be interesting to see if they can keep on that path, but at least they have good intentions going in.
On Tuesday, Governor Bentley unveiled his plans for his Great State 2019 program during his annual State of the State address. That included increasing access to pre-kindergarten programs, increasing access to medical care for people in rural areas, bringing broadband internet into rural areas, and many more things. On Wednesday, the specifics of how he'd fund these proposals was revealed. What did we learn?
Yes, on Wednesday, the day after the State of the State address, the governor's finance director, Bill Newton, met the media to present the specifics of his general fund budget proposal for 2017. And what really raised a lot of eyebrows from that spending plan, and by the way, it was a mix of some budget cuts, but the big component that caught some people by surprise was that the governor would like to transfer money again this year from the Education Trust Fund to the general fund to help prop it up. Now, as you know, a lot of lawmakers have gone into the new session saying there is just no appetite among them to do that again, but then the governor comes and proposes doing just that again. Actually, what the governor wants to do is un-earmark some $181 million in revenue streams from the education budget to move over to the general fund, and he would offset doing that, his proposal is, by taking the same amount out of an education savings account. The governor told me in an interview that he thinks it's a smart thing to do, that education wouldn't hurt, and he said that, you know, this really isn't quote-unquote education's money, it's the taxpayers' money, and it could be better spent in other areas, he thinks. Now, I heard from people like Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh afterwards saying that he just didn't think it was going to fly, given the lack of the appetite we talked about.
More on education this week. Debate started about the state's education standards, specifically Alabama's Common Core standards. On Wednesday, the State Education Policy Committee met to debate a bill that would repeal the state standards. Tell me about that.
Yes, it is back again this year. Senator Rusty Glover from the Mobile area had said early on that he was going to have another Common Core repeal bill this year, and there is indeed another one. There was a public hearing on it on Wednesday at the State House. Now, how far this goes this year is a big question mark, because you've got people in leadership positions like Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh, who was asked about it this week. He said he doesn't think there's going to be the support for this bill to get very far this year. Senator Marsh has said in the past and reiterated this week that he thinks any decision to repeal Common Core in Alabama should rest with the state school board, and he still believes that. I also spoke this week with the chairman of the Education Policy Committee in the House, where this bill will eventually end up, Terry Collins from Decatur, and she said the same thing, that she believes that this should be a state school board decision and not the legislature's.
Also in Governor Robert Bentley's Tuesday State of the State address, he talked about plans to build 4 new prisons for the state of Alabama and eliminate, knock down, the Julia Tutwiler Prison for Women, which of course has received so much negative attention in the last few years. The Senate Judiciary Committee met on Wednesday to start this conversation. What were they talking about?
Indeed, they started the conversation. There's no formal legislation before them just yet. You know that Governor Bentley said this week he'd like to fund building 4 new prisons with an up to $800 million bond issue, and he feels that debt could be repaid with the savings they'd reap from tearing down all of these older prisons, which are very expensive to maintain. The Senate Judiciary Committee did discuss those ideas in general this week, and they were generally met with positive reviews. It's a very ambitious plan, the prison plan is, and Governor Bentley has gotten a lot of props from a lot of lawmakers about doing this week, and I'm hearing a lot of lawmakers say that they believe it is doable, that it's not just some lofty ambition.
That's Don Daly, host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television, speaking with WBHM's Rachel Lindley. We'll hear from Daly each Friday during the legislative session.